This is the Sundial Writers' Corner on 89.3 Huntsville. I'm Judy Waters. New Orleans native Cindy Small declares that a child's birthday party doesn't have to be average. In fact, it can be way off the charts.
My Viennese bohemian mother arranged my 12th birthday party to be held at her Mardi Gras costume studio in New Orleans. Foundation garments, headwear, hosiery, and wigs spread on a half dozen folding tables, acting as the centerpieces for the event. Flirty fishnet hosiery was positioned on a mannequin leg, front center of the table. I sat at the head of the table, totally confused as to why 40 well-dressed children, none of whom were friends, were in attendance at this, my birthday party. I whispered my question to one of the girls, who said my mother had sent out a mass mailing invitation to my entire class. It was her attempt at forced popularity. Steaming Hungarian goulash, a moist stew of stringy dead animal parts dangling in red puddles, arrived in huge aqua tureens. I prayed to God I was hallucinating and that hot dogs with chili would arrive on paper plates. The faces of the other children were filled with horror. They called it vampire soup. This was not your typical ice cream and cake birthday fare. Along with the Hungarian goulash were Shirley Temple cocktails with floating miniature paper umbrellas. Waitstaff were mother's eccentric adult friends in full Mardi Gras costume. Children froze in terror as long red-painted nails ladled dishes into their plates. Bleached blondes in mink stoles, sparkly dresses and sunglasses, some of them men, toted food to the table. Viceroy ashes hung from pouty lips. Time for party favors. Servers distributed thin gold-covered boxes with paper red roses on top. The boxes were labeled Joan's Exotic French Lingerie, my grandmother's store, kind of like Frederick's of Hollywood, only worse. Children ripped them open. Big striped wide men's ties were the boys' gift. The girls received garter belts. Birthday dessert was Bananas Foster. Waiters flicked cigarette lighters and insisted this dish had to be performed, not served. They placed the butter, sugar, and cinnamon in a flambé pan. Then they added the bananas and banana rum. Mother stood to the side and held a fire extinguisher in her hand, just in case. A huge flaming inferno swept in and around the table. No children became human torches. Being an unconventional only child, I wasn't exactly energized by Etch-a-Sketch, Silly Putty, Hula Hoops, or Slinkies. More appealing to me would have been a mystical Ouija board to predict my hellish future, and a Squirmin' Mervin fur pet, since my mother allowed nothing alive in the house that required nurturing. Without any warning about my birthday plans, this party was actually a good memory in a small way. Friends that I didn't know had a marvelous time. For weeks after my party, I noticed girls at school wearing headbands made of red and black lace garter belts. Well, there was definitely something to be said for unorthodox birthday parties.
After Hurricane Katrina caused Sydney Small to relocate to North Alabama, she decided that instead of pursuing more graduate work, creating short stories was far more critical, especially true tales which centered around the Big Easy. This is the Sundial Writers' Corner on 89.3 Huntsville.